880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're in here blowing kisses at Wanda because we were doing a lot of pre-show kibitzing here, me and Sandy. And so Wanda gave us the heads up because we're going to blow the top off the holiday season here on Freed on Business on 880 AM. We've got a great show today. We're going to kick it off with Lauren Book and why you should give to Lauren Book and the rest of the folks. There's a hashtag out there. I'm forgetting about it. Give Miami Day, I believe it is. Sandy, Give Miami Day? Miami Give Day?
It's Give Miami Day.
Give Miami Day. That's Sandy. Sandy's going to talk to us about how to build your business contacts with Constant Contact, your email marketing. And then we're going to finish up the show. I'm going to tell everybody what I give thanks for. That's right. It's the holiday season. I give a lot of thanks. I'll give you a tease. I give thanks for you for listening. But beyond that, Sandy, we'll talk about building your marketing. Wanda, do we have Lauren on? All right. Hey, where is my hero, Lauren Book?
I'm thankful for you, Jim, and Vivian, too.
Oh, my gosh. Woo, cry face picture. Ooh, I love you, girl. I love
you
and the coach,
guys?
Too. All right, we're doing great, and a high five to Claire for putting us all together on this.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're here in Tallahassee, and, you know, just want to start by saying that our hearts and prayers are with the Tallahassee and Florida State community. We're heading over to the Green, where we have some kids congregating, and we're handing out hot chocolate and cookies. We're just really thankful that everyone that we love is safe and with us. So thanks for having us on.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Now, there's a couple of things that have been going on. First, we have Give Miami Day. Let's talk a little bit about that first. Give Miami Day is a philanthropic day here in Miami. There's a group that matches everybody's gifts. We've given today to a variety of different charities, including, of course, Lauren's kids. Tell me a little bit about what's going on today.
Well, Give Miami Day is such a great philanthropic movement in Miami, and all of the gifts that are given today are matched. I think the last time I checked, they were somewhere in the 3,000 gifts to local nonprofits, which is such a great and shows how really giving Miami is. And we are just so asking all of your listeners to help us with our 5 o'clock push to donate to Lauren's kids, and those donations will be matched, which is really helpful and very exciting.
Well, yeah, it's terrific. So everybody, Give Miami Day, hashtag Give Miami if you're on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, the hashtag will work for everywhere. $25 minimum dollar donation will get matched. Make sure you give. Give early, give often, give lots. When I was there, there were about 100,000 gifts in total that were made. So high five to Miami for going on the triple play on that. Now, Lauren, let's talk about some of the other things you've got coming up this year. You've got some great initiatives in the public schools. You've got some things coming up that you'll be pushing at the legislature. Of course, we've got your walk. Lauren, the floor is yours. What should we talk about?
It is such a busy time for Lauren's kids. And we are here in Tallahassee finishing the development and middle school and high school for Safer, Smarter Teens that will be in schools all throughout the state of Florida. And we're so excited about that. But we really have a very exciting thing. Lauren's Kingdom, my first children's book, we have our publish date, which is March 9th, if you can believe it. Awesome. And pre-sales will start in the coming weeks. And so we are just so excited. And as a survivor, as an advocate, as a lover of children's literature, as a teacher, I am just so excited about this tool to be in families' hands to start that conversation about protecting their children and childhood and how we open up that dialogue. It is just such an exciting time. And then right after the book releases, we'll be starting our walk, if you can believe that, March 14th. We'll be kicking off at the southernmost point, 42 days. And during that time is the Read in Fiorentino event.
Yes.
It is just jam-packed.
Wow.
We are so excited.
Wow. Well, I am glad that Vivian's giving you a couple of extra hands. I'm giving you a voice. And we've got the coach helping you with the spirit. You've got a full team there, Lauren. So if people want to give, people want to find out, people want to do, give me all your contacts. Give me all your info.
Absolutely. Please check out our website, www.laurenskids.org, for all of our Safer, Smarter Kids materials. Your listeners can check us out at www.safersmarterkids.org, and they can find us on Facebook and Twitter. And what I will say in the next couple of weeks is we have a very special surprise if you log on to our website.
Oh, very cool. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left, maybe just a minute or so. We've given out all the contact information. Lauren, it's the holidays. That means families get together. Sometimes there's somebody in the family that's not being appropriate to some others in the family. What should folks look for around the holiday times in the house to make sure their kids are protected?
Absolutely, and that is such a great point. We just want to make sure that parents are looking out for individuals who are wanting to spend more time with children than adults. When they spend undue attention, maybe they're giving inappropriate gifts that are way more exorbitant than should be. Those are things that parents need to look for. But most importantly, have that open and honest dialogue with your children. Talk to them about what they feel comfortable about or may not feel comfortable about. Look and see how your children are interacting with the adults that are coming in and out of their home. But also, on top of that, Jim, you are so right. This can be an exciting time, but a difficult time for survivors and thrivers. And so it's really important to take care of yourself. Sometimes family time is great, but it can also be very stressful. So make sure that you make time for yourself and really take care of you and do the things that you need to do to be happy and healthy this holiday season.
What great advice. Now, if somebody thinks somebody's hurting a child, it's up to them to report it. It's the law, thanks to you and the coach. So how do they report if they think that there's a child that's in danger?
That's exactly right, and they must do that on the DCF hotline, and that is 1-800-96-ABUSE.
Well, Lauren, listen, thank you for going up to Tallahassee and making our legislative process focus on kids. And equally important, thank you for being there to be an unexpected resource for this unexpected tragedy that's happened to our brothers and sisters in Tallahassee. I'm a Gator, but today all of us feel for the folks in Tallahassee that were in that library. God bless you, Lauren. Thank you so much for being on the show. High five to you. High five to Coach. We give thanks for you all the time.
Love you guys. Thank you for being you and for giving me the power and voice and strength to carry on with our message.
Oh, God bless you, Lauren. I give thanks
love
for you.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Okay, you got it. We'll be back after this. Wanda, it's all yours.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running, and
in this context.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, and you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and our Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too, combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first. UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have the access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, holiday shoppers, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Did I really just say holiday shoppers? Oh my gosh, the seasons are turning. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have my good friend Sandy Abbott. Sandy goes by the Twitter handle of @ExpressoCC. She helps me keep in contact with all of my contacts on a constant basis. Sandy, welcome back to the show.
Buenas noches.
Yeah, pretty laid back for you. Now you got to lean in there because otherwise Wanda can't pilot the show. So since you're being Leslie laid back over there, tell me. Sandy, you know, what's going on? First of all, you go out in the community, you hold some classes out there. When are you going to be giving your next class? Because I think people really need to meet you in person. It's a great experience.
Well, I'm actually giving the last class of the year on December 2nd, mm-hmm. and it's all about how to maximize year-end opportunities to grow your list, to get more business, to drive traffic to your website or your store.
Who doesn't want to know that?
Exactly. So it's going to be December 2nd, 8 a.m. at the Microsoft Store at Dadeland.
Well, what day of the week is that?
That is a Tuesday, and I'm actually going to be very generous and bring a little goodie for everybody to eat.
A little cafe, a cafecito, a little espresso for the marketing?
Well, it's my way of saying thank you to all the folks that have come to my workshops throughout the year, and it's just a way to bring in the holidays.
Just for you folks that don't realize it, Sandy is one of the thought leaders that turned me on and kept me involved with Social Media Day. She's one of the bedrock people here in the social media network, I guess would be the best way to say it. So if you really want to plug in, you really want to see what's going on, it is not too late to get started. And Sandy will make you feel like you're a veteran in about 15 minutes. So make sure you go to Sandy's events. Now, Sandy, what kind of tips do you have for me today?
Well, there are, first of all, there's a lot to be thankful for. And you were talking about holiday shoppers. Retailers have a lot to be thankful because it is expected that holiday sales are going to go up 3% this year and online sales more than 9%.
How do I beat that average?
Well, there's some things that we can do. Even though it seems like the holidays are upon us, digital marketing is really quick and easy, and there's some things that you can do through email and through social to make sure people know about your offers. Have special discounts to promote on Facebook that will drive traffic to your online and brick-and-mortar store.
So it's not too late to get started?
No, you could actually put together a Facebook ad or a Facebook promotion in a matter of an hour, let's say.
Wow. You know, usually it takes me even longer than that, but that's because I have fat fingers.
No, but seriously, you can still maximize right now. Run a coupon, get people to either download it by giving you their email address, or you can also just tell them to print it and bring it to the store.
Okay, Sandy, now look up here. I'm going to take a beautiful photo that you're going to use in your email marketing campaign. So hold on. I got to get above the speakers. Oh, man. People are going to love that. Make sure you look on Sandy's. I guess you'll put this on Facebook. I don't know what you'll do with this, but I'm going to send this to you. You know what? I should probably tweet this while we're talking. You keep rocking. I'm going to do some tweeting.
Well, people feel that I'm talking to the retailer. So those that are B2B are thinking, well, what am I going to do in the holidays to maximize? We all have an opportunity, first of all, to stay top of mind with our customers. Sometimes we don't have time to do a full email marketing campaign throughout the year, but this is the perfect time to send out a holiday e-card. To thank customers, which we've been talking about a lot, to thank customers for the business that they've given you throughout the year. And depending on your business, you could actually give them a freebie, a free gift, something they can download. You can put that also on social media. And when they download it, you can, you know, get their email address as well. So whether you are driving traffic to your store or driving traffic to your website for a download, it's a perfect opportunity to get more emails.
Wow, you know, it sounds like it's a great way to do business. Now, what happens if people are starting to get emails from you more than once on the same email batch. Sounds like there may be a way. Is there a way to, like, reduce conflicts in your email list?
Gee, I wonder why you're asking.
Yeah, I wonder why. First of all, this is my chance to apologize for everybody that gets the multiple taps from me each week. We're really working hard to streamline it, but I haven't figured it out yet. But Sandy, she's going to know how to do it.
Well, there's a couple ways that that happens. Number one, if people are on your list with more than one email address, they're going to get hit more than once every time you send. So the easy thing for them to do is just to unsubscribe from only one of the two emails that they get in the morning or in the afternoon. So they're only getting the email once in the morning and then once in the afternoon. Then as far as a social, unless you're tagging them or sending something specific to them, they will see it on social, but it should not be coming into their inbox.
Okay, well, listen, I'm getting the dirty look from Wanda that it's time for a break. We messed up my format, so please stick with me, Sandy. And if you will, maybe we'll even go around the horn on this. But we'll be back after this short break with more marketing tips from Sandy. Build your business. Build your cash book, cash register. Fill up your cash register. Oh, gosh, I keep babbling. Wanda, just take me out of this. Go.
I'm on fire. Fireball.
About your best conversations. They are the ones that came from being in the right place at the right time. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine gives you all the talking points you need for your business success. Visit sfbwmag.com to make sure you and your business are part of our conversation.
In there, and so you know who else has me rocking is our Miami Dolphins. Hey everybody, join me, catch every play live at Sun Life Stadium. I'll bet you're not too happy that you weren't there the last two games. Join me at the next game. It's on December 7th. We're gonna play the Ravens at 1 p.m. It's gonna be Pearl Harbor Day for them. Our Miami Dolphins taking on their Baltimore Ravens. We're all stronger together, Dolphins. There's a limited number of tickets for that game that still remain. Get yours today at dolphins.com. That's where Dolphins go for their Dolphins tickets. Dolphin.com. Best price. Be there. Be part of the home field advantage. All right, Wanda, turn up the music.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, hot car fans, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back. We're here with Sandy Abbott. Sandy Abbott is the person behind Espresso CC Marketing. Sandy helps me reach out to my thousands of contacts every week on a constant and consistent basis. That's why she's my constant contact specialist. Sandy, welcome back. Another segment. Let's talk a little bit B2B and B2C. You got a couple of tips for people. Throw them out there. Give it some context and let's rock.
Well, I'm going to give you two freebies that I'm going to be sharing on the December 2nd workshop. One is for B2B. All right, so that gets to be a little harder because you feel like I'm not selling something exactly that people buy during the holidays, but you can have a get-together. You can have an open house, invite people in for the holidays to meet your staff. You can also do a donation to a favorite charity and get everyone involved in helping you choose the charity.
Oh, sounds like an idea I heard just a little while ago.
Actually, I am planning on doing that with my own list because I'm B2B, so I'm not really selling it. What I want to do is I want my email subscribers and the listeners here on the radio station to suggest a charity they feel really needs help with email marketing and social media, and I will get them set up. I will set up a custom template for them, give them a marketing plan, a strategy, and a little coaching session so they can get going.
Okay, I got to take a little bit of a step back here. Wanda, I'm getting texts that people like our new music, so I think you're going to have to pick some more music for the show there. High five to John for texting that in. Okay, Sandy, you're up, and we all know who that was.
Well, just let Jim know or let me know on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/ExpressoCC, and that's ExpressoCC. Let me know a charity that you think really could use some help. And that's one way that I'll get to know you, and I'll get to help someone at the same time.
Well, I vote Lauren's Kids, but we all knew that.
Well, that's certainly on the list. It's top of the list.
Give
me some more names.
Give to the puppies.
All right, Wanda, we got your vote down.
Now, if you're B2C, business to consumer, that's super easy because you have a store, you're selling stuff, so you can do discounts, you can do gift with purchase. Now, you're going to be getting an influx of traffic at that time. Find ways to make sure that you collect email addresses. You could have them do it at point of sale. You can have it do it as they're checking out at an online store. You can give them a free gift if they give you the email address. Just make sure that you capitalize on this extra traffic you're getting so that after the holidays, you can stay connected and grow your list throughout the year and do even better the following year. So you could actually blow out this 3% or 9% and get even bigger.
That sounds really great. Now, so people come in. They use your tips. Now, you work with me as a consultant, so let's take a step back for a second. What are the types of services that you can provide other people? Because for me, you provide coaching on content. You provide stylistic help. We've got the wonderful Ashley, who helps with composition and placement. What are some of the other services that you can provide for people?
Well, I do full-service email marketing, full-service social media. Like, let's say right now for my clients, I'm sending out holiday cards, email cards. I'm starting to put together the campaigns for social media that they'll be doing for the holidays. I'm ramping up right now. So some clients are normally sent two emails. We're now sending 4, 5, and 6 emails a month for them. I also do blog marketing, and I work with a lot of bloggers. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite clients is Calle Ocho.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot why you had to leave. Jim, I can't stay the whole show. I have to go to Calle Ocho.
Yes, we have an exciting program that we put together with
bloggers. I wish people could see you. You know, they can see you smile. I took a photo of you smiling. Put that up on Facebook. I already hit you on Twitter with that. Look us at Freed on Business, at Jim Freed. I just tweeted Sandy. She's got such a pretty smile. Go.
Well, I'm really excited because we're working with a great set of bloggers, and they're going to help us get out the word of what the Kiwanis does. So that's kind of what I do. I also do marketing strategy for them and just keep. Actually, one of the best things that I am is an accountability partner for my clients because they all want to do all these things. They lose track of it, so I keep them on track. I remind them, I get it going, and I just put a fire under them so that they will do it.
I feel an ouch at like 3 o'clock every Wednesday before I owe you my content. Now, Sandy, really, it's Thanksgiving. It's time to give thanks. What are some of the things that you're thankful for? Throwing this at you, a curveball. Sorry, I said we weren't going to do it, but I'm asking you anyway.
No, I have a lot of things to be thankful for. I have wonderful clients. Some of them I've been working with since I started.
And then there's me.
I have wonderful colleagues that I have been working with. I've met so many wonderful people in this process. I am so grateful for the opportunity to help small businesses. One of the things I love to do is to meet small businesses that are trying to get their business growing, that are really starting out.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love the opportunity to do what I love to do, which is to encourage people, to help people, and just to get to smile. And I am very grateful to be on the show because I'm more of an introvert, and being with you is like an adrenaline rush.
What, are you kidding me? Come on, I pull this stuff out of you. You're the greatest. You like bubble with positive energy. You like got this positive energy glow that follows you wherever you go. You know, you're full of espresso. You don't need that other, you know, you don't need an E. The X is fine. Now, Sandy, what are we going to do next year with the Freed on Business marketing campaign? What good tidbit do you have for me that we can use to help build our email list?
Funny you should ask, because I really have been thinking about this.
Ah!
First of all, we're going to revamp your template. I'm going to go with a totally new template just because it's fun.
If you need art, whatever, give me a list. I'm going to get you whatever you need because it's time to update and upgrade. I agree.
Another thing I'd like to see you do is not only to tell people about what's coming up, but share what's already been done.
Ooh, I like that. Visit my archives and hear bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, and you can give even a monthly highlights of the best segments that have been coming on.
Oh, that's great stuff.
And for your sponsors, you could actually give them a little bit more. Maybe give them a link back to the website, a testimonial, something that they can share that will help the customers. Just this kind of the same stuff that they do on the radio.
Oh, so this is just great stuff, though.
You and I have to meet.
Oh, we have to talk. We have to have coffee. Would you like to go to the Starbucks over by Coconut Grove, Maine and Maine? Or would you like to go to the one by Monty's or maybe the one on Miracle Mile?
No, I would like to go to Panther Coffee or Pasión del Cielo.
Oh, I want to go to the last one. Whatever you just said sounds like the place that I want to go. Where is that?
Pasión del Cielo has two locations right now. They're in downtown Dadeline, right across from Microsoft Store. But they're also at 100 Giralda, I think it is. And they have coffees from all over Latin America,
ooh,
from all over. They have them all set up, and you can pick the country that you want coffee from, and they will make you a cortadito, a cappuccino, whatever it is that you want.
Well, we're going to need to make sure that we put up a special alert to run right after that with Star FHP to let everybody know that I'm going back. And when you go to downtown Dadeland, look at the Toscano condos, because that's a deal I did. High five to me. I get a pat on the back.
I love that place.
Isn't that cool? I actually did that. It was really cool. It's a really neat story because Rooms to Go was going to do the deal. Rooms to Go wanted to go there. My client was, oh, that's a story for another day. This isn't about real estate. This is about marketing. But we did the deal. We got paid. That's the biggest part of a real estate deal, making sure you get paid. Now, Sandy, I'm in the service business when I'm not in the radio business. Service people, you know, it's, hey, hope you have a happy holiday. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's an article I wrote. How can a service business use Constant Contact? We've got 15 seconds. I'm kidding. We've got about 2 minutes.
I work with a lot of service business, and one of the things that they do is a service business has tips. They have know-how that other people don't know. They
ooh, intellectual capital.
Absolutely. They have insider information, not in a bad way.
Yeah, right. Not in a bad way. We don't do things that are – we don't coach people to do illegal things on this show.
No, but I mean tips, you know. Everybody wants free expert advice. So, for example,
I'm full of free expert advice. They call it BS in my office.
Well, I'm in the same business that you are in that situation. So what I do is I give free tips. And let's say now for the holidays, a way that you can grow your list is when I said about giving a download, some sort of tip sheet. You can give them a tip sheet. If you're a realtor, for example, you can say, 10 ideas to dress up your house for the holidays. If you're selling your house during the holidays,
oh,
here's
that's
some
great.
That you can do. So people will download that. They'll give you the email, and you're giving them free advice, free service, and a taste of the kind of expertise that you can give them if they hire you.
Ooh, that's absolutely great. Vonda, how much time do I have left here? 1 minute on this segment, and if you stay a little more, we'll give a little more. But so what's the one good takeaway? We've given a whole bunch of ideas. Distill it down. Everybody's listening now. What's your good takeaway for this segment?
Make sure that you let your customers know you appreciate them. Say thanks, happy Thanksgiving. Say happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, whatever it is. Send them an email. Send them a little email card or send them an actual card that you use your hands to
mail. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I can't do that on Constant Contact. But
the idea is to make sure they know that you remember them, stay top of mind. If you haven't been in business with them for a while, it's a good way to reconnect. And then if you're in retail, take advantage of this influx of business that will be coming in to make sure you capture every single email address.
Okay, listen, Sandy, I know you got to go to the Coyote thing. Can you stay for a little bit in the next segment to recap the tips in case people missed the beginning?
I can run on Cuban time.
Okay, we got on Cuban time to Coyote thing. We'll be back after this. Wanda, take us away. It is all yours, girlfriend. All right, we couldn't get to the part that I wanted, so we're probably going to have to do that one again sometime soon. But when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and we all know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. This is the part I use all the time and I love. A personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
You know, cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death here in the United States. It claims the lives of more than 80 million adults each year, but you can lower your risk for heart disease through early detection and positive lifestyle changes. And UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, well, they can help with HeartAware, UHealth's convenient online screening tool. You can learn more about your risk for cardiovascular disease right at home, as well as lifestyle changes to help you live longer and live healthier. Heart and cardiovascular disease will not wait, and neither should you. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for UHealth Aware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Hey, good afternoon. It is heavy delays in Miami-Dade County for a vehicle crash that has two lanes blocked on 95 and northbound after Ivesbury Road. That's your left lanes. Also, been stop and go 95 and northbound between 441 and Hollandale Beach Boulevard. And moving into Broward County, we are looking at some stop and go traffic for a vehicle crash that has two left lanes blocked in northbound 95 before Hollandale Beach Boulevard. Also, minor delays for a crash in the right lane, 95 northbound at Commercial, and a disabled vehicle blocking two left lanes northbound 95 and Oakland Park Boulevard. I'm Pam Warner with your Miami area traffic.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, here we are in the middle of my therapy session that I also refer to as my radio show, and we're going to talk about my favorite sponsor, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. It brings us the best minds, brightest minds, and the best care right here in South Florida, and everybody, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. And everybody, what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Do they ever cross-reference your symptoms? How about cross-referencing your medications? Do they make sure that your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now an 11th year in a row, and, of course, the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
We are back. We are back with my favorite content marketing guru, or is it guru? And it's Sandy Abbott. Sandy, thank you so much for coming back and joining us around the half hour. Now, really, I know you only have a couple minutes before you got to go to that meeting about Cayocho, which you do the marketing for. So tell me again, give me your B2B C2C tip that you gave out earlier, because that was terrific.
Business to business, stay in contact, send a holiday card, and if you can, give them some free tips that will help them. That's for your email list. Now, you could also use those free tips on Facebook through Facebook advertising to grow your list if you're B2B. B2C, you can also use a coupon on Facebook and use Facebook advertising, very targeted. And when you get the rush of traffic in your store, make sure that you collect email addresses at point of sale. Even if you have to bribe them with a little gift, collect business cards, whatever it takes. Restaurants, perfect timing. Give out a gift certificate, a meal for two or something special, and collect the email addresses.
Now, Sandy, you've got something you're running on in a few days. Tell us a little bit about that.
December 2nd, I am going to be giving an expanded version of these tips, a whole hour on 12 tips that will help you end the year with a bang and also grow your email list and grow your sales. It's at Microsoft Store at Dadeland Mall, 8 a.m., and I will have a little goodie for you guys, too, a little Christmas cheer.
Oh, that
Not
sounds...
Not booze.
If they want booze, they'll have to go to the post to the 6 o'clock one you're doing, I guess, huh?
I do some of Total Wine, actually.
Oh, you're too cute. I wish I was taking the picture now. It's an even bigger laugh and a bigger smile. Sandy, I want to thank you so much. Throughout the year, you've been bringing us our media, our social media. No, wait, let me rephrase it. Our constant contact stuff, our email marketing. And I want to thank you for all that, helping us build our list, helping us to stay in touch and keep positive energy flowing to our clients and our sponsors and our listeners. So, Sandy, thank you so much. If people want to find out more about you and the services you offer, how do they find you?
Well, they can find me at on Facebook at Expresso CC, on Twitter at Expresso CC, and that's Expresso CC. Same thing for the website, www.expressocc.com.
All right, well, listen, I know I'm going to make Wanda a little bit confused here, but Wanda, let's go to a little earlier break, then we'll come back, and I'm going to talk the last segment about what I give thanks for. We're going to start the holiday season off right. Lots of positive energy, love and kisses. Make sure you keep radiating that positive energy and that craziness that's out on the highways today. Sandy, thanks again. High five. Mwah. We Mwah. Really appreciate you. Wanda, it's yours. I'll tell you who's not bad. I'll tell you who's not bad. In fact, they're great. And that's Warren Henry, because you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my Infinities from them, and there's been a bunch, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar this holiday season from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends, your friends at Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, I got a quick start on that one. Join me on December 7th. That's Pearl Harbor Day, and the people that are going to get bombed are the Ravens. Catch every great play live at Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, December 7th. Our Miami Dolphins take on their Baltimore Ravens. We're all stronger together, Dolph fans. There's a limited amount of tickets for this game still remaining. Get yours today at Dolphins.com. I've had a great time at the last two Dolphin games, and this one's going to be a kick booty game, too. So join me. Go to Dolphins.com, where Dolph fans get their tickets.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to remind everybody that today is Give Miami Day. If you're a Twitter follower, go to hashtag Give Miami Day. Find a charity and give. Give until it hurts, because it's going to be matched. Your gift will be matched. Obviously, we're promoting today Lawrence Kids on that. But if you've got a charity and it's a favorite of yours, make sure you give, because today your gift will be matched if it's over $25. Now, it's the holiday season. Hold on. I got to look in the mirror. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. It's the holiday season already. Wanda, it's holiday time.
That's a good time.
That's right. It's a good great time. It's a great time. High five to you, lady.
Good day to be alive.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. And keep picking that rockin' music. We're going to give you one segment each year. Wanda, you're going to get one segment each week to give me some new rockin' music.
Oh,
not just
thank
that old
you.
Man rock and roll that I use. We're going to get some new funky stuff like you like.
Hey, rock and roll's awesome, man.
I know rock and roll's awesome, but I got to spice it up a little. I use the same 5,000.
AC/DC?
Well, I do like AC/DC, whatever like you like, you know, whatever. I, you know.
Focus.
All right. Go Gators.
Back to the
show. All right. Now we're going
to
go back to the show. Thank you for the interlude, Wanda. First of all, I'm going to talk about what I give thanks for. And obviously, I give thanks to our sponsors. I give thanks to our listeners. And I'll do that again at the end of the show. I want to talk about the things that make my life special. I want to start off with somebody who's really important in my life. And that's the young man that works with me. His name is Jason. A number of years ago, Jason came and worked at our firm. And I really didn't know what to expect. And Jason's gone and surpassed my highest expectations. He's evolved into a wonderful young real estate professional. I look forward to working with him for a long, long time to come. He's a special person. I want to give thanks to Jason. I want to help. I want to give thanks to the people that helped me build my brand. First, I want to thank my branding guru, Bruce Turkell. Bruce comes on the show. He gives branding tips. You go, well, why does Bruce come on your show, Jim? Well, Bruce comes on my show because we met. And when I met Bruce, we were at an event. And every time Bruce gave a tip, everybody in the room said, well, Jim does that. So finally, Bruce said, well, who's Jim? Well, we've been friends ever since. So I want to thank Bruce for all his tips and his graciousness for appearing on the show on a regular basis. I want to thank his workmate, Alex DC. Alex DC is a professor now at FIU. Teaching social media. Alex has taught me a lot of things, but what he's really taught me is how to find my voice in social media. I want to thank Robert Pitts. Robert is our webmaster. Robert helps me with my blog. Robert's the former editor of the Florida Real Estate News. He's just a super solid person. He's as on target and as regular as clockwork. He is one of the most dependable people I've ever met. You already heard Sandy. Sandy's on my team. She does my marketing that helps me build my brand. Somebody else that helps me build my brand, somewhat silently, sometimes not so silently, John Mahoney. Johnny Social Media 305. You hear his ads. What you don't see is his hand all over my social media, my content management. He does it all. He's terrific. You hear the ads, but I cannot give a higher testimony to John than that the man has taught me the language. And that's what it is, a language of Twitter. And he's just the greatest. I want to thank Wanda. Wanda, a recent addition to our brand building team. Mwah! You're the greatest. I just wish that, yeah, I should take a photo of you, Wanda. If people could only see what you got going back there, girlfriend.
Aw.
You're the greatest.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. Turn off your mic now.
Okay.
I want to thank, believe it or not, Mike Castillo. Mike Castillo is the director of sales. He's the person that helps the people here at 880 put on their shows. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Larry, man. Larry's not here today. He's on vacation, lucky dog. Larry's the operations guy. He makes sure that my show gets on and gets done right and works with Wanda to make sure all the content gets out there. And I want to thank Alex and everybody else here at the station. Now, I want to thank the people that are at my bedrock of the radio show, the people at U Health, the doctors and doc and administrators at U Health, particularly Maggie. I want to thank Pascal. I want to thank Ashwin. I want to thank Maggie Hernandez and all the people that help us get on the show. I want to thank Joanne Leahy, all the people at U Health that are our partners in getting out the word about how to keep your wellness together. And next week, it's going to be a best of show. It's going to feature all the positive energy that we can muster from our folks at U Health. I want to take a special moment to thank my mentor, Ezra Katz. Ezra Katz has personally helped me build my business in the recovery. He has showed me how to do it. He's given me the tools. He's believed in me. And I want to thank from the bottom of my heart, Ezra Katz, for what he's done for me to help me build my career, give me new ideas. The man supports my approach to business. And for that, I support him. I give him my thanks every single day. I want to thank the Heat players that stayed. I want to thank Giancarlo Stanton for staying. And I want to thank Jeffrey Luria, David Sampson, and Mike Hill for making it happen. I want to thank Boris and Big O at the Marlins for working with us in our marketing. And a big thanks to Sean Flynn for helping us get the ball rolling with the Marlins as sponsors many years ago. I want to thank my friend Mike Shear. Mike Shear's in Chicago. You haven't heard him on the show. You probably won't, but that's because he's a quiet guy, but he knows how to move mountains for me. Mike gave me my idea about getting into the family office focus of my business. Mike's given me the fishing pole. I promise, Mike, I will not let you down. I will execute in the family office space, and I will do that with you. I want to thank my former college roommate, Don Weidenfeld. I want to thank Don for stepping in and being my partner on the Heat tickets. I want to thank him for advertising and sponsoring the show. But more than that, I want to thank him for his unconditional friendship and love. He's one of the most beautiful people you ever want to meet. Don Weidenfeld, president of Magnum Energy Solutions, managing director, owner, my wealth manager. He's just the most amazing person. If you need your money managed, that's the guy to talk to. I want to thank my friends at Warren Henry. I want to thank, of course, Larry, but I also want to thank Ismet. I want to thank Peter. I want to thank everybody that's been involved with us at Warren Henry May for keeping my car running. Now, wait a minute. I got a text just now from somebody reminding me to thank somebody, but they didn't need to text me because I was already going to thank these people. They're people that I love, people that mean the world to me. Ron Book, our coach, and Lauren Book, our hero. These people are single-handedly changing the world every single day. You may not meet Lauren Book in person, but I hope that you feel her spirit and her goodness and her positive approach to everything. They give me purpose and they give me love. And for that, I am thankful. I want to thank my friends at the CCIM. You know, they've become sponsors. We've been working together for a long time to make it happen. They're going to bring us some great real estate insights in the coming months. We had lunch with some of the folks today. They're just terrific. They're again, you know, everybody that I've mentioned has positive energy. Everyone that I've mentioned helps to feed what I need to live, and that's positive energy. The CCIMs, Steve, Paul, Danny, Frank, and of course, you hear her all the time on my retweets, Sandra Goldstein. Sandra, my gosh, what a positive energy fountain she is. She's a volcano. a positive energy. I want to thank Tarek Maddox. Tarek Maddox, who keeps me fit for life. But beyond keeping me fit for life physically, Tarek keeps me fit for life mentally. He's like my, gosh, I can't, he's like one of my senseis. And speaking of senseis, I want to thank my friends at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. Tim Becker. I want to thank Todd Jones. I want to thank Paul Ellis, Edgar Jones, all the people at UF that really make it happen for me. They're my fraternity. They're my bedrock. They're the people that guide me in the real estate business. They're people that I know I can call and make sure I'm heading in the right direction. John Crossman's in there too. Casey Cummings, Jim Stein. It goes on and on, the beautiful people in my life. But now, how much time do I have left, Wanda? That may not be enough time, but I'm gonna. You count me down. I've got to talk about the people that really make it go. First of all, you've heard her on the show many times, Lolly Green, MSW, my mom. She gave me life. She gives me unconditional love. She gives me support. She encourages me and helps me fight through things. All the time, she texts me positive things. Mom, I haven't cussed all day today, I don't think. Have I on the show, Wanda? No. Okay, good. So, Mom, I'm keeping it clean for you today like I promised. And now I want to talk about, I want to thank my family, my sister, my nephews, my nieces, all of my in-laws up in Atlanta. But now we're going to talk about the bedrock of my life, my wife, and the people that listen to the show know what we have been through. Oh, yeah, I already thanked Pascal and the UHealth family. You're tuning in late, honey. That's who's texting me, is my wife, on who I should thank. Honey, stop texting and start listening. I want to thank you, baby. I want to thank you because every single day you show me what strength is all about. You get up. You fight for your life every day. We're going to get you that kidney. Oh, I want to thank Shelly. Nobody needs to know who Shelly is, but Shelly knows who Shelly is, and she knows why I'm thanking her. But, honey, I want to thank you, baby, because every day you show me how valuable life is, how important it is to live every day with hope and courage and positive energy. Your strength and your outlook in life is what helps keep me going every single day. Without you, without your support and unconditional love and your kisses and your hugs and your sweet words, your kind words, I just couldn't do it. So, baby, your unconditional love and your support, that's what makes it special for me. Wanda says I only have one more minute, so I'm just going to go into the wrap on the show now. But God bless you all, and God bless all the people that I just thanked, because I've got a wonderful life. I'm glad everybody shares it with me here on the radio show, which is really just a reflection of my life. God bless you all for doing that. I usually wait till the end, but thank you to all my listeners, because you're what makes it special. I'm going to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, More Friends, Gary Presson and Kevin Gale, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive. Hey, Shelly Bloom, I'm thanking you. The Miami Marlins, Brewster Kell, Tarek Maddox, Lawrence Kids, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Dolphins, I said the Marlins, Social Media 305, Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. It's going to be a great day, a replay of only positive energy. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy Thanksgiving. Went out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody sees.